Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now it's time to find out what we did this weekend.
Okay.
With what we like to call...
What a weekend!
Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah, wow.
Not only did I get scammed and sat down with Imagine Dragons this weekend, you might actually be staring at a world record holder.
What? Really?
Yeah, I know.
It may have finally happened.
In fact...
Was anyone there to document this?
Yeah.
They have to be, right?
Guinness was there. Not the beer.
Not the people. Beer. Okay.
I got hit up by my, you know, my idol is LaDainian Tomlinson. He was a football player, played for the Chargers.
And he hit you up?
Gonna be a Hall of Famer. No, he didn't hit me up.
Oh, okay, okay.
His friend and business partner hit me up and said, hey, we're trying to attempt to break a world record for most sandwiches made at once, and then we're going to donate all those sandwiches to the homeless.
Okay. Most sandwiches made.
Yeah.
So nothing football related.
No, it's not football related. They don't call me for that. But I thought that's a good idea, and it was with this company called Tango Tab, and they have participating restaurants. You go there, 20% of the gross proceeds goes to feed the hungry.
Okay.
And so we were out there, and I was in the same team as LaDainian Tomlinson at my table, Terrell Owens, also a football player, Mike Modano, who's a great hockey player. So we're all there, and I'm making sandwiches with these guys.
Okay.
I'm passing my bag off to T.O. so he could zip it.
Okay.
Like,
we're
Whoa.
Teammates. Now, LT LaDainian Tomlinson had shown... Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to zip the bags. LaDainian Tomlinson showed up late, so he... You know, he just showed up. I didn't get a chance to say what's up to him because he was just running around doing interviews and stuff. So he's just right next to me at the table, and we're making sandwiches. And I'm doing the, like, looking over, like, hey, I'm right here, bro. Let's make eye contact, do a little...
Yeah, you my boy.
At least a little head nod.
Yeah.
And so he's making the sandwiches. I don't get that. We finish. We are told that we most likely broke the world record.
But you have to wait for verification.
Yeah, we
got
to wait about 6 to 8 weeks, so I'll let you know. But trust me, it happened.
Okay. But you got to hang out with your boy, though. Yeah, this is your boy.
Yeah, and I'm excited because I'm like, I might ask him to go to lunch.
Yeah.
Like, we just made lunch. Let's go to lunch. So his buddy says, oh, JC came out to help support us, LT. And he looked over and he goes, hey, buddy. And what?
That's it?
Oh, no.
Oh, the dude just walked away.
Y'all had a moment before where you, like, you thought you bonded and you were friends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a lot of people there.
You always think you're going to be, like, best friends.
Oh, man. I was like, I'm going to be like, let's go to lunch and stuff. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
He was busy. He was a busy guy.
Still.
Oh, it made my day.
That's a cool weekend.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had a pretty cool weekend, too, Jenna, huh?
Yeah. After we left the rodeo in San Antonio, I flew to L.A.
Yeah.
So I could actually do a press junket for this Jason Bateman movie that's coming out in a few weeks called Bad Words. But while I was there, thought I'd knock out an appearance for our television show Dish Nation and go on the Fox affiliate.
Whoa.
They do Good Day LA, big morning show.
You were on Good Day LA.
So I had a solo appearance without my work friends.
It's tough by yourself, isn't it?
So I got up real early and went and did. I think we have a clip of it as well.
All right, let's welcome Jenna Owens all the way from Dallas. She's here to dish the dish with us. Do you have frequent malfunctions of wardrobes on your...
No, I don't. That's a very personal question early in the morning.
We were just talking about it. Why don't we talk about one celebrity in particular? Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, well, Ryan Reynolds, I guess he just signed on to be the new face of L'Oreal, along with his so hideous, that Blake Lively, his wife. They're like the prettiest people in the world, aren't they? So they're both going to be the face of L'Oreal together now. This is the thing. I feel like Ryan Reynolds could, like, sell the flu, and I would buy it. You know?
Good joke.
You know, you don't have to go out and buy it. We have a couple people in here who could give you the flu.
Okay, I won't touch anything.
Is it just me? I guess I don't follow these kinds of product lines, but, I mean, I didn't realize L'Oreal ever had men.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they have in the past, but are you gonna buy the nighttime cream and the under eye circle cream?
He couldn't sell it to you, huh? No.
What if it made you look like Ryan Reynolds?
Well,
maybe if you were up there, and it would give you the abs.
I think that might be very difficult for reasons that are pretty obvious. I'm not going to look like Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, because you're black.
You can rub it on your abs, she said.
Oh, and just kind of melt everything away.
See?
Okay, I think
Anyway, Jenna, thank you so much
for having
coming
me.
In.
Well, they edited it, but you did really great, Jenna. She had jokes.
Yeah.
She said, I was at the rodeo this week, and now I'm going shopping on Rodeo today. And I was like, that was a good one, Jenna.
That was a good one, Rodeo.
You came in with material.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about Rihanna buying her jewelry only at Claire's, and I was like, I don't buy it. She sings a song about diamonds. It's not shine bright like a CZ.
See, that's good.
Yeah, it's cute.
You look good. You were quick.
I don't think they were feeling me, but I'm like, at that point, it's like, you just go with it.
To just jump in with people and try to have that instant chemistry, you know, because you're live TV, right? This is not taped. This is live.
Yeah, it's live.
It's live. No, and tape. You never know who's watching, because you're in L.A. I remember when...
That was a good audition. You might get a job out of that.
What's his face? The guy, Steven Spielberg, happened to be passing through Chicago, and he caught that Oprah Winfrey back in the day and put her in The Color Purple. He just happened to catch her on her TV show. Yeah. You never know who might have seen you that morning in L.A. and might snatch you up.
We're all waiting for that director to see us on TV.
Has the phone been ringing? Your phone been ringing? Been blowing up?
You did good.
No, I didn't even get a text this
You were quick on your feet.
Yeah, it was good. And then
came in with prep. See, I would have come in and said, I'll just wing it. And then I just bomb every time.
No, I mean, come on, when I'm alone, I always tell people, you always have to have something ready to be said.
Exactly.
I think you have to give a speech if you're at a wedding, whatever it is, always have something go to.
At least one joke.
Yeah, and you can hear the interview with Jason Bateman and Catherine Hahn for this Bad Words funny movie that's coming out in a few weeks. We'll play that for you.
Now, you heard what Jenna and I did this weekend. We'll tell you about what Kelly and Al did. But that's going to be a completely different
break. Oh, yeah.
You're not ready for this jelly?
No,
you get a whole break. So we're going to take some phone calls real
quick.
800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jamie, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great.
Tell us about it.
I had a big old barbecue for the family and everything, and it ended up in a family drama.
Oh, really?
A fight? What happened?
What kind of drama?
One of my wife's friends thought roosters were females, and
well, they're not.
They laid the egg.
No way.
And her husband told everybody about it, and she got all mad about it and threw a tissy.
She got embarrassed because he embarrassed her.
Oh.
See, that's
why
you
don't think a head.
But he just embarrassed his woman in front of everybody.
A rooster? I mean, Kelly.
Come on, that's like...
That's a joke just waiting. You can't help but make fun of a person that thinks a rooster is a female. That's like Dawn's early. Well,
but you don't make fun of your... That's disrespectful of your wife.
Oh, it's not a joke.
Depends on how good of a relationship you have. He's just having a good time.
So what happened? Did the police get called up?
Yeah.
No, they didn't, but fire department did.
Y'all saw the fire?
The barbecue pit caught fire?
Fireworks?
No, we had a fire pit.
Wow.
And somebody got thrown in it, or
fire pit malfunction?
Burn ban.
Oh, you're just not allowed to have it.
Can't be burning stuff there, Jamie.
Too dry.
All right. Well, thanks for telling us about your weekend. That sounds like fun.
Wow, what a weekend!
Yeah. I want to go to one of Jamie's barbecues.
Don't get confused about the chicken and the rooster and the egg. Just let you know that now. The hen, I guess I should say.
Al, the rooster noise, please, since you're the...
All right. Kill the music, please. This is the rooster.
Yes. On point. Every time you're on point. You're always on point.
I used to have a rooster when I was a kid. Yeah.
Brandon, are you awake?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Come on. What happened on your weekend?
You did a little partying this weekend, huh?
Yeah, I went started my Mardi Gras celebration at the parade.
Mardi Gras celebration where?
Lafayette.
In Lafayette, okay.
Yeah, speak up, buddy. Speak up. Tell us all about it.
Went to a few parades, got drunk, talked to a few women.
That's just any weekend, isn't it? If you're single, you start drinking and talking to women. That's like any weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, but not for Mardi Gras.
Exactly.
You've been here before.
Oh, yeah, I've been there, dog. We were in the parade.
I'll be there this weekend. Did you get any phone numbers?
Oh, got phone numbers and more.
More numbers and more.
You go, boy.
My man.
All right, then.
All right, buddy. Good job on that.
Wow, what a weekend. What do you mean by more? No, is it too late? Did he hang up?
Yeah, he's already gone.
Yeah, sorry, Kelly.
Never know now.
I feel like he will tell us.
I feel like you can throw the phone numbers out if you got more.
Yeah, right.
You don't even need the number anymore.
Don't need no more.
Ashley, you went to a wedding this weekend?
Yes, I did. And the flower girl, before we went in, before we walked down the aisle, asked her, what are you going to do? And she said, I'm going to throw the petals. Well, whenever she started walking at every single aisle, she threw the petals in the people's faces. And she didn't stop.
That's cute.
And then
the ring bearer, he sprinted down the aisle with a sign that said, here comes the bride, handed it to the nearest groomsman, and then ran back out of the tent.
That's the thing. When you have kids in a wedding, yeah. You know, it could be cute, or it could just, you never know what a kid's going to do.
That's funny. I remember Emma Kelly kind of,
She had a little meltdown before the ceremony.
Right? She's a little pouty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she didn't have a meltdown, though. She came down the aisle.
No, she didn't want me to get married. She told me to call off the wedding.
But she didn't mess up the ceremony.
No, she didn't mess it up.
Hated you ever since, too.
Your relationship's never recovered.
No, yeah. We're doing Wow, What a Weekend.
Wow, what a weekend!
And whose laugh was that?
I think it was mine.
Haley, tell me about your big weekend.
Oh, well, my weekend was supposed to be amazing.
Uh-huh.
It was my husband's birthday on Sunday. So Saturday, I had planned all four kids were gone overnight.
Oh, yeah.
So we were going to plan the whole day. I took him to, he got a massage.
Yeah, buddy.
I took him to get a pedicure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did.
I got to take care of those feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I told him it was going to be a mamper day, like his man pamper.
Uh-huh.
All day to last.
All
right. Right. So about 10:30, we're back at the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's time.
He tells me he starts not to feel good.
Oh, boy.
He goes into the bathroom, and all of a sudden, he gets sick.
Oh.
He got the flu.
Oh.
So then about 10:35, I got a phone call from our babysitter saying one of our other kids had gotten sick and threw up at their house. So I had to leave him and go over and get all my kids, bring them back. Taking care, making a little bed, you know, for the baby on the floor, and he's in the bed. And all of a sudden, midnight, I hear something else. I wake up, my oldest, all over the hallway, threw up everywhere.
Ew.
Midnight.
Oh. Wow, what a weekend.
Sorry, Haley.
Then 3 o'clock, another one in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you the only one that survived this flu thing?
No, it hit me at 6:30 this Sunday morning.
Oh, Haley.
Wow.
Oh, that's what a weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of my husband's birthday yesterday was spent with puke buckets and pillows and blankets and changing underwear and laundry.
People have said this is so bad they're like sleeping in the bathroom for the 24 hours because they're so sick.
Here's the bright side, Haley. You'll never forget this birthday.
We got to make sure you have a good birthday for him at some point because it was just kind of ruined.
You want to redo on that?
Yeah, let's get them a weekend at a hotel or something, Kelly. Kelly, pull out the credit card.
Okay. Haley, hold on for us. Big Al Mac's going to sponsor
we're going to hook you up with something.
Okay, hold on
for us. We are?
Yeah. Yeah, she had a whole weekend and it was ruined by the doggone flu.
Come on, Kelly, have a heart.
My daughter got this flu and I got this
true
stomach flu.
Why didn't you send me to a hotel? This is our listener. She was trying her best to take care of her man for his birthday and he got the flu and the kids got the flu. So when everybody gets well, we got to hook them up with something, Kelly. Come on. I got part of it. I got five on it. I got them some free beer at the bar.
Exactly. I got five on it.
Yeah. We'll hook you up, girl.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know what sucks?
What sucks?
When people tell you about scams months in advance, so far in advance that you should be clear from these scams.
Did you send money to like a Saudi Arabian prince or something?
No.
But so something that you heard about? It's been long enough that you forgot?
No. Because it's such a big deal that I never forgot. But we still managed to get scammed.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Kinsey and I bought our first house.
Yes, you did.
By the way, people, don't buy a house.
Are you picking up the torch for Kid?
I'm picking up the torch with Kid. Don't buy the house.
Buy the house.
Don't buy a
house.
It is a rent.
Buy the house.
Enjoy your money. So Kinsey and I bought our first house.
All right.
And then what comes with buying a new house is that you got to deal with grown-up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like when stuff breaks.
Yeah.
Or carpet. Or
everything.
All that
stuff. It's your house, dude.
Because it's your house. Again, don't buy a house. A landlord will take care of that for you if you rent. You also have to take care of taxes.
Okay. And
I hate taxes. But I understand that we need taxes to run this country smoothly.
Okay.
So, That is my understanding about taxes. So one of those things that they told us to look out for were the homestead scams.
Okay.
I guess
I remember hearing about this, but I can't recall what it is. What's the scam?
So I guess you get a homestead and it lowers your taxes by like 20%.
Homestead exemption.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you get that, your taxes get lowered by quite a bit, which is good because you want to keep that money.
Okay.
What some companies do is they want to check for you. We'll check if you'll get your homestead exemption. Uh-huh. All you got to do is mail us a $55 check.
Why don't you just call your bank and ask them if you got it?
I know, Kelly.
That's free.
I know. That's what everybody told us to do. Because, yes, checking if you're available, eligible for this is free.
Yes.
Completely free. You don't need to pay anybody anything.
So you've sent somebody $55.
No.
No.
We got all these letters coming in the mail.
Right.
And they
were
correct. We got like 20 of them.
Okay.
Just, hey, if you want us to check your homestead eligibility, we'll check for you. And I said, nah, we'll just put these bad boys off to the side right here. Until the day came when the actual paper came in from the county.
The taxes.
The actual taxes.
Yeah, okay.
So what happened was, Kinsey apparently put that letter in with the bulk of the scam letters.
The tax notice.
Yeah, the tax notice. And I guess when she was writing it out, she grabbed the wrong piece of paper. And it tells you how much your taxes are on these scam forms, too. It tells you, you owe this much, but we'll check for you and blah, blah, blah. So she grabbed this letter, wrote out a $55 check because it said to do so at the bottom. Even though we were told not to do that because we'll get scammed. She just got confused.
So she sent the $55 check to the...
And figured she paid her.
It gets worse.
And thought that's how she paid her property.
So they give you this letterhead, and then at the bottom you tear it off, and it has the address.
Uh-huh.
So all you got to do is tear the bottom head off. It has the P.O. box.
The bottom of the tax form? Or the scam?
The scam, and both of them have this rip-off.
Right, a little detachable. Yeah, the stub.
Because they make it look official.
Yeah.
So she tore that off, and then she said, I'll mail in the taxes with this other check for the office.
Oh, she sent the scam people a few thousand dollars?
So I remember walking by as she's writing out the
I got to sit down.
By the way, did I mention don't buy a home?
I got to sit down.
No, that has nothing to do with buying a home.
That's
that is not the home's fault.
I know.
I don't know how you two function. I really don't.
So I was walking by as she was writing this check, and I saw her writing it out. They made it out to, like, property tax assessor. And I distinctly remember... You don't write it out other than...
It's like a guy's name or something.
Yeah, it's a person. You write it out to the person.
The man's name, yeah.
The tax collector. Mm-hmm. So I remember that, and I remember the guy's name. And I said, no, you write it out to this man. And she crossed off the first letter, the P, and she wrote the man's name.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. So she sent that check, though, to the scam people.
She put those two checks together, mailed them off. All right, my taxes are paid for. Cool. I get a letter in the mail about 2 weeks ago or a week ago. Saying that I'm delinquent in my property taxes. I am Wesley Snipes.
Okay.
I am in trouble.
Okay.
Because my taxes were not paid.
All right.
I flip out because I paid. I sent them. Yeah. They're expensive.
Yeah. Property taxes are not
and I decided
cheap
to,
here.
I decided to do
you
it.
You know how much they are in South Carolina? Like mine is like a few hundred dollars.
Oh,
a few
wow.
hundred.
Oh, man. I wouldn't mind if it was that.
No, it's.
So I make my way to the tax office on Friday and dealing with the city.
Now, has the check gone through, the check that Kinsey wrote out?
One went through. The big one did not.
Well, of course. They're not going to deposit. They can't.
They can't.
It was not made out to them.
That is right. That is what saved us from getting all that money taken away from us because we didn't write it out to that alleged scam. And so I went to the office, and it's like dealing with this.
Did you hear back from them? Did you have the homestead exemption?
Oh, I'll get to that, Kelly. I'll get to that. So when I get to the office, dealing with the city, they deal with this every day. They deal with the same people. Everybody's got a sob story.
What are those people?
They're so eager to help.
Who are those people?
All of us. Me. People who get scammed.
People who screwed up.
Yeah. So I walk in, they're like, I paid you guys.
Oh, so you walking in with an attitude.
No, I didn't walk in with an attitude, but I walked in with confidence.
Okay.
I would say I walked in with confidence because I paid. I sent my check and you guys must have lost it because I saw my wife write it. I saw her write it.
You told who your wife is?
You guys might have lost it.
So my wife, Kinsey.
We find out that it was definitely not mailed to them. It was mailed to this scam company.
Uh-huh.
I get pulled into this office of this man who's got power. And he's basically telling me, I'm sorry, man. This is... You know,
you hadn't paid.
This is out of my hands.
Now you owe all these penalties.
You owe this penalty, which is quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there on the verge of tears. because I am so mad that we got scammed because we were told months in advance, do not fall for this.
Mm-hmm. Why did everybody. You save them? Why would you save scam?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you just throw it away?
Because they didn't really tell us. They just told us we didn't have to deal with them. So I didn't know if they were official papers. And so we ask our realtor a lot of questions. And so I like to keep these and say, hey, do I need to do something with this?
Don't call your realtor anymore. Call me.
I will run over to your house
and I will look at it.
So I'm basically sitting in there.
I'm a mile away.
I'm like, man, I'm a victim here, man. I played the victim card. I wrote the check, man. I really tried. Look, I have the carbon copy. I wrote it to you, man. I wrote it on the day that you told me to write it, my man. My wife messed up a little bit. And I'm trying.
Don't you
so
have
hard.
A wife? And your wife?
I'm trying to
up.
Make my tears come out.
No luck.
Doing everything I can, and he finally goes, "Oh, you were a victim of fraud a little bit."
A little bit.
He was trying to bend the rules for you.
And I said, "Yes, yes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Look at this." And he goes, "Oh, okay. Here's what we're gonna do. If you can write the check today for the total amount, I will take your penalty away."
Oh, good.
And I said,
"Perfect."
Oh my goodness. I went to a city office, got treated with respect. Nobody gave me an attitude, and I walked away with what I wanted. Today is awesome.
Oh, you can fight City Hall.
So I didn't want my day to end there because I was victorious. Now my inner Sherlock Holmes came out.
Sherlock?
You had something else to do?
Oh, now I was in investigative mode. So I went home. I have all these documents.
Mm-hmm.
I find out where they deposited the check I sent them, the $55 one. Find the phone number. I had the invoice number and everything, the account number. So mm-hmm. I call this bank. I'm, hey, some guy scammed me, and they deposited my money in your bank. So I need you to give me the company's name and the phone number, ma'am. And she just takes a long pause, and she says, yeah, no.
Yeah, no?
Yeah. So I was like, no, you're going to give it to me. And she goes, nope, can't give you the information. She got really defensive, hung up on me, and that concluded my investigation.
Well, dude, you know what?
Okay,
count
so
your blessings.
You're out $55.
Right.
That's it.
I'm out $55. Could have been a lot more.
Could have been a lot worse, dude.
So
it was a $55 lesson.
Just call that a stupid tax.
Worse.
But did you get the information? Did you have the homestead exemption?
Yeah, I did.
So they sent you the information back.
Oh, well, I did that for free anyways because we had
No, I'm asking the people you paid $55. You heard back from them.
No, they didn't send anything back because I had done the homestead exemption free.
Got their $55. They're gone.
Yeah, I did that for free long ago. Kenzie just saw that, hey, send $55. She thought it was a processing fee.
See, this is supposed to happen to the elderly.
That's also what...
No, this is what elderly people...
That is what the gentleman told me.
Y'all are going to be in so much trouble.
I don't know how they're going
to
make it.
When y'all make it to like 70, 75 years old, oh my
that
God.
That's what the employee said at the city office. He said, you know, this normally happens to 95% elderly people. And I said... Yeah, you haven't met my wife yet.
Oh, don't you dare.
And
you
me.
Stood over her shoulder.
I know, it was
don't
me.
Don't you dare.
We're both liable.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al and I had a big weekend.
We did.
Took Al home with me to South Carolina.
How'd you manage to do that?
That's a good question, JC. How'd you manage to do that?
Well, this was all, honestly, the trip was supposed to happen the week after Kid passed away.
Yeah.
And so it got postponed. And, you know, what was fun about the show was Kid making fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of me going home. It was going to be fun to have, you know, to have Kid pick at me. Well, with Kid not here any longer, I was like, well, who would be better to make fun of me on this experience than
Big Al, right?
So I asked if he would mind going with me, and he said, of course.
Yeah, it was
this
fun.
This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
And I was, you know, we hear all about Kelly's relatives and
my stories from, you know, the ditch in the backyard and Valdotti's and all that good stuff.
So I wanted this to come to life.
Right.
So it did.
It did. Al flew in with me on, you know, that Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then he had to leave the next day. So we had to cram as much as we could into one day.
Yeah.
It was really hard.
How many hours were you in South Carolina?
I was our flight got delayed going up there and everything.
Less than 24.
24 hours, yeah.
Yeah,
something like
less,
that.
Okay. A little less than 24.
It was a quick trip. But the winner was on the final leg of the flight with us. So we met her.
Angela.
And
her friend Renee.
Uh-huh.
And Renee was not a listener of the show. And, mm-hmm. well... She is not a listener of the show. Maybe she's listening
now.
This morning, if you are. Hi, Renee.
Or maybe we lost another.
We never had her.
But Angela is a P1.
Oh, she is.
I mean, she
listens. Well, is she still a P1 after
she was
the
quoting stuff to us that we couldn't remember.
Yeah. I mean, 12 years strong.
Very, very faithful.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. And I reminded her when I met her at the airport. Now, remember, I tried to talk you out of this because there's really not that much to see and do in Florence.
Yeah.
It is my hometown, and I love it. My family's there. All of my childhood memories are there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really just not that much to do.
But there's you.
Yeah, but there's me. You.
And all the stuff you talk about, like Val Dotti's modeling school, the San Jose's, all that's close, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but there's still stuff to see and do.
There's still stuff to see and do and buy.
So apparently now, when we got to the airport in Florence, Kelly had Tommy Jean, her childhood friend, pick her up from the airport, and that's who the winners rode with you guys. And I was in the car with Rob.
Right.
So apparently you gave a little tour that I missed in the car.
Well, we first checked you into the Hotel Florence or the Florence Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure.
Well, I want to know, was there a paparazzi at the airport? Is Kelly like the biggest celebrity to come out of Florence?
No.
No one, yes.
Okay. Oh.
No, okay.
Respectively.
Okay.
No paparazzi, but she is big.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's, well, I wouldn't say I was that big. We didn't have that big of a turnout, do you think?
Well, I mean, but people came out specifically.
They did come.
Kelly.
It was nice.
How many, roughly?
I don't know.
Well, a good 20. I mean, we might
have. Good?
20. Maybe 30.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Come on. Let's be honest. I want to hear Kelly's tour guidance.
Well, we went first, to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Our lovely, what was the station?
93.7.
93.7. I'm so bad.
We're up on mic.
This is your hometown.
This is the station that I was on when I was there.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I always want to say my home, but that's now our competition.
Yeah.
I see.
So I can't say it. So my automatic reflex is to say the station I was on.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we went by there, and, you know, of course, I can't shut up.
Yeah, because we were on the air with Dave.
Dave Baker,
who
I have a long history with. We used to work at that other station together.
Wow.
And my old boss, Harold Miller, was there, Cat Daddy, when he's on the radio, and he was telling stories.
Oh, my God.
Big Al.
Stories we can't repeat.
See, and Al learned now where I come from and all the story. Everybody has a story, right?
Oh, yeah. The guy that's the panty thief.
There's a panty bandit.
I can't say his name.
The
very first DJ I ever worked with. He's a panty bandit, allegedly.
I mean, how?
That's a new show character.
Like, he goes in the...
No, panty.
He asked us not to talk about it.
Well,
remember?
I'm not saying his name.
Well, we're talking about
it. But he goes in the house and steals panties.
JC, maybe that's where all your stuff's going.
No.
So, but he gave us this long... Panties?
It was a really great story.
Hilarious story.
A great story.
Oh, you can't tease us with a panty thief story.
We can't, we promise. So anyway, we brought Angela, and Angela is very shy. She did not want to be on the radio, but Dave at least got her to talk a little bit.
I just wanted to hang out with Kelly Raspberry.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you.
You don't know this about me, Dave, but since I left Florence, I became a lot of fun.
Yeah, really? When did that happen?
Yes, when did that happen, Kelly?
You think I'm fun stuff.
Yeah. That was about it. That was her describing. She really did not want to be on the radio, but Angelo, they were just asking why.
She's not a talker.
Well, she is a talker, but she just didn't want to be on the radio. Some people just don't like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, Al's just like, why am I even here, like you asked this morning?
Right.
This is some of the radio interview we did with Dave.
I really don't know why I'm here. They came to spend the spend the weekend with Kelly. Everybody's like, what are you going for? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I wanted to ask that question because certainly, you know, you've known Kelly for a long time, and you guys talk about, you know, the Florence stories. I hear them all the time on the show, and I'm sure... Did you ever think you'd be here?
No, never in 1,000 years.
Maybe that's why. She brought you. Maybe.
Al, is your jewelry?
Those chains.
Oh, is that what
clinking.
It was?
Yes.
Yeah, Al.
My dog tag.
What are you?
Clinking.
What are you clinking
I'm
all
clinking.
Over the place?
I'm clinking. I'm clinking all over the world, dude.
And then, you know, there's certain stories I told on the radio before we became syndicated back in Florence involving certain family members that somebody should have sense enough not to repeat.
We've told these stories and mentioned these names.
But not when
millions.
I'm in my hometown.
Like,
they can hear
there.
Us now, Kelly.
Oh, like the uncle you kissed?
Yes.
When I was a little girl, I grew up in Glendale. And I tell all the stories about the ditch in the backyard that we used to play in. But unfortunately, they filled the ditch system in.
Oh,
so that's gone.
Dang it.
But then I also grew up in Parkwood.
Okay.
And I went to Baptist Temple and Florence Christian School. Thought I'd run y'all by there.
Okay.
Let you meet Bill Monroe.
What about Cosmo Brockington and Uncle Drunkmouth?
We're in Florence.
You. I'll tell you this much. The last time you guys did a bit about.
She hit me about 5 times.
So mad.
Why?
I'm like, what'd you do?
We always talk about Uncle Drunk. Malk.
We're all listening this morning. Stop it, please.
I had an extra neighbor named Cosmo Brockington growing up.
Oh, he knows.
So anyway, we'll skate right past that.
Kelly's really mad at us.
Yeah, stop it.
What's in the clip?
So anyway, you know, and then Al starts going down my whole list of relatives who all happen to be dead. So what are we supposed to do at that point?
What about Aunt Grandmama Pinky?
Granny Pinky's dead.
Oh,
Mother Price is dead. Granddaddy Earl's dead.
Y'all pull a little out for Grandmama Pinky.
Granny Pinky.
Oh. And who? Well,
Mother Price. Granddaddy Earl. They're all passed away now.
Oh, well, look, we'll go by the graveyard.
No, didn't go by the. We didn't make it by the graveyard.
Arsenal and Mullins. It's too far.
So, but of course, I'm
sure that's what a listener would love to do. Let's go to the graveyard.
Honey, it
would
have been just as interesting as everything else I was pointing out.
What about Red Raspberry? No talk about him?
Oh, no Red Raspberry.
The one photo I did see, though, you had that flattering cap on.
Well, see, this is the thing. Every city has a place, right? Here where we live, you go see where Kennedy was assassinated. And you know, every city has a place. Now, in Florence, South Carolina, I didn't know where that place was. But, ladies and gentlemen, if Florence, South Carolina is on your vacation repertoire, please do this for me. Go by the McCall Farms.
McCall Farms.
This is where...
You can't just drop in. You need to schedule. You can't
say that.
So is this like Napa has wine tasting?
Yes.
And Florence has...
The cannery. It was great.
On paper, I'm like... Why are we going to see where they make boiled peanuts and spinach and beans?
Red beans and rice and green beans. And
we got there. I was fascinated.
It was so interesting, wasn't it?
We were all fascinated. This place is like a little city. And you go into this big, huge building that's probably the length of a football field at the very least.
So it's like a factory.
Yeah. It's where they manufacture. We followed the process of spinach coming in on the truck to the can where it goes on the truck to go to the grocery store.
Well,
and it's actually pretty freaking flat.
And you have to have, you can't wear any jewelry of any kind, and you have to wear hair nets. Mm-hmm. Al happened to have a beard, so they had beard nets.
You have a beard net?
He had a beard net.
Yeah.
They had like a thing, hair nets, beard nets.
You look like Shredder from Ninja Turtles.
And I swear to you, you said go to a manufacturing plant. It was really...
It really was interesting.
Really interesting to see boiled peanuts... Go into the can and see the lid on the can and the lid.
They're just boiling it, aren't they?
Even talking about
they boil them in the can.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Doesn't that blow your
crazy
mind?
Crazy nuts. I know this
crazy
sounds.
Crazy nuts. I see what you did there.
I know this sounds kind of boring maybe to talk about, but it was actually.
It was really interesting.
It was really interesting.
It's like they think of little things for every task. It's like there's a labeling
there's
machine. There's a can.
So
it's like,
how many
who thought
humans,
of this?
How many humans are working? Is it
well, you
mostly
have to
machines?
Have, you could have one human minding this 50-foot-long machine.
Conveyor belt. They have a lady. Jenna, they have a lady. As the cans fly by. With spinach in it, right? So picture these cans just flying by, but they're open with spinach in it. There's a lady there with spinach in each hand so that if a can doesn't have enough spinach in it, she puts more spinach in that bad boy, like as it's flying by. It doesn't stop.
It's kind of like what you see on the Food Network when they're making candy and food and processing stuff.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. And she can, like, tell if there's a dent can or something's not right. She pulls that can out.
Pull the can. Throw it away. Can got a dent in it. Boom. Out of there.
It was so interesting.
Just for
and we
dent.
Learned something so helpful about expiration dates, didn't we?
Oh!
They don't
this
count.
This will blow your mind.
This is going to blow your mind.
The expiration date on canned goods?
Yeah.
It's infinity.
Yeah.
It's infinity.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, how many times do you look through your pantry and you see something expired? Okay, right now we're in February. Something expired in December, or so it says, so you throw it away. That stuff's good for another 2 or 3 years minimum. He said they just do that to be on the extra side of cautious.
Yeah.
He said the same thing with milk. Don't judge by the date. Judge by the smell, on the spoiling of
and
milk.
The taste, yeah.
So don't throw out the milk because it says it's expired on the 17th. Smell it, and if it still smells fine, you can drink it. He said everything is like that. They just err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. So canned goods can last for years beyond their expiration date, which I thought was really helpful. It's going to save a lot of people a lot of money.
So... Later that night, after
look
all
how
of this,
excited we are about the we really we, were.
That was a highlight of the trip.
That's
that was a highlight of the trip.
Factory.
I know.
And they gave us little peanut samples.
Yeah.
What do you think of them, Al?
Like they were actually good.
Fresh.
Well, they were in the can.
We had to get them out of the can.
Yeah, they were actually good.
It's not boiled peanut season right now.
So, JC, you remember what happened in San Antonio when we were walking and they Dish Nation,
Kelly Raspberry.
Okay. So that night we go to dinner at Kane's Barbecue,
all you can eat barbecue buffet right next door to the Young 712 where I won the car when I was 13.
Is it still around?
But it's not there anymore. Now it's a carpet and tile store. But Kane's Barbecue is still there.
So we're having dinner. And first of all, everybody must love me there because they were all staring at me like they'd never seen a black person.
Maybe they thought you were the panty thief.
I mean.
There was another black man in there that night. There was. I saw him at the buffet.
They were staring at him, too. I mean, seriously. It was like.
Was bluegrass night. And honestly, on Friday nights, it's a little bit of an older crowd because they have the bluegrass band that comes. The woman's up there picking on the bass. It was great, wasn't it?
So, yes, it was.
Bluegrass
it was
awesome. And barbecue and
it was, it was awesome. Blue hair and bluegrass.
Did you feel comfortable, Al?
I was great. Aunt Velma was there. Shout out to Aunt Velma and Sam. I know they're listening right now. So Sam tells the guy singing with the bluegrass band, Kelly Raspberry's in here. So he gives Kelly a shout out, right? Kelly Raspberry's in the building. Kelly Raspberry, she's famous, blah, 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 blah. And so Kelly's back trying to show me a little love. She goes, and Big Al's here too. And the guy goes, thank you.
He didn't know.
Thank you.
He was doing that as a favor to Uncle Sam.
Thank you.
After the barbecue, we went to Apple Annie's and hung out with the band. And
That's a bar.
That's a bar. Yeah.
Everybody started coming up. I met a little girl. Apparently, I babysat when she was about 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. How's she looking now?
And she was looking great, and she was excited.
Oh, she's looking good. She looking good.
And my cousins started showing up, so Al got an earful and an eyeful of my cousins.
And then Jessica showed up.
Who's
and
Jessica?
Jessica is a P1 as well.
Okay.
And we talked to Jessica
Which means she listens a lot. All the time.
And she, Jessica's probably still talking to someone right now because Jessica knows how to talk.
I wish I could say I was drunk, but let me tell you an embarrassing story really quick. I had to, my husband's a cop. He's working nights. So I had to get a babysitter to come out. I had to, bribe my sister. And that's my best friend. She's working here. And because I can't drink tonight because I have to go home and take care of my kids, she wanted me to go to the pool. So this is water. She was like, you haven't been out in, 4 years. That's sad. You can't have water at a bar. I'm like, I think it's more sad that you think that I need a fake pretend drink. So it's sad. It's really sad.
She's that person. I can't hear her.
She's that person that can have a conversation with you, but you're not talking.
You don't need to participate. She's got you.
Oh, yeah, she's got you. She's got you back.
You know who I haven't heard from in a long time is Angela.
She wasn't there. She decided she didn't want to go to the Apple Annie's part, so her friend Renee went, and she hung out with the guy that gave us the tour of the plant.
His wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were nice, and everybody was friendly. It's really hard because I'm having to meet listeners, and I have to keep checking. And it was really hard. I don't think I did a very good job of balancing.
Some of the most friendly people I've ever met. Everybody was super, super nice.
Yeah.
It's a southern thing, I guess. You know, some cities you can go to, and everybody's kind of snooty.
Well, they're not in a hurry.
Everybody's just in a great, has a great smile on their face at all times.
But after Apple Annie's, Al went back to the hotel, and so I went home with Tommy Jean, and then the next day, Al had to leave, so then we picked up the girls the next day to go to San Jose Restaurant, which isn't the same San Jose.
San Jose.
No, I never did. I've always called it San Jose. But we went there, and it happened to be National Margarita Day, unbeknownst to us. So we had a couple margaritas, just me and Angela. Nobody else was participating in that. And then I took them on the driving tour. It was my driving and pointing tour of Florence.
And there used to be a movie theater here called The Crown. And it was the only movie theater in town for a long time. And then we opened up two fancy theaters, so it became a dollar theater. That's where we saw Prince and Purple Rain.
Look at the accent.
We had so much fun. And we saw, what did you say the other movie was we saw?
The Crying Game.
House right here on the corner, we rented when I was a baby. And I used to run away every day at my house down here and come and sit on the corner with my Raggedy Ann and eat a piece of white bread and go home.
Kelly, I noticed how thick your accent got on this trip.
It got thicker as the weekend went longer.
Really bad.
You went on this trip on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip of Kelly on Friday prior to her trip.
Gray Drake's opinion on it. Yeah. If you want to find the opinions of lots of reviewers, you can go to her website. It's RottenTomatoes.com and be informed before you go to the movies this weekend.
See?
Wow.
And then by the end of the weekend.
Hey!
crown. By the end, one syllable word sound like two syllable words. Crown.
But I drove them. We went to my house in Glendale. They have a ditch in the backyard. It's been filled in.
You guys jumping it? No.
But I pointed to the house. I let them see it. And then Danny Boy Howard, that lived right next door.
Danny Boy, yeah.
And Miss Kay, his mother, moved around the block. We went by her house. She wasn't home.
Oh, man.
Oh, Miss Kay. Oh.
I know.
What about Cosmo? He didn't home next door.
Well, then we went to Parkwood because I showed them the next house I lived in, and two doors down was Cosmo Brockington, but he doesn't live there anymore. But I pointed to where Cosmo Brockington used to live.
Well, Shannon's friends with him on Facebook, so she'll hit
We went by Val Dotti School of Modeling.
Mm-hmm. What is it now?
It's not Val Dotti School of Modeling anymore. Man. It's some architectural business. They put an office in there. I mean, it was basically pointing at stuff that used to be there that either the people moved away or it's turned into something else.
Val Dotti's Architect School? Is that what it is?
What
now?
Is it?
Architect school?
But I tried really hard. I don't know that they had a great time, but
You were there.
I did my best.
That's what they wanted.
Were the gentlemen knocking down your hotel room door?
No.
No?
No, I was at Tommy Jean's.
They're going to put a statue up of Kelly.
Yeah, they are.
A statue up of Kelly.
Did you have a good time, though, Al?
I had a great time. Okay. I go back. I'm going next year. I'm scratching Mexico off. I'm opening a bar in Florence.
We got it on tape.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know me. I love fun facts.
What's a fun fact, JC? Give me a fun fact.
Well, I found some unbelievable facts you didn't know about redheads.
Oh.
For the Kelly Raspberry.
I saw that same list, and it's a lie. Oh. Go ahead and go through it.
There goes my fun fact.
Well, I mean, it's just not. I mean, you're going to say that redheads don't turn gray? Is that one of the facts?
That's one of the facts.
And I'm like, then why have I got gray in my hair then? And I know I was born a redhead.
It's not gray. It's a little, it's rosy blonde.
No, my Aunt Velma, she was a red. You saw my Aunt Velma.
Yeah.
She's never dyed her hair in her life. And it's still red, but it's a duller shade of red. Mine is gray.
Not one of them is true?
What about? No, but they do say redheads have like a higher tolerance to, or resistance to anesthesia or something.
Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So
that's cool. I'm just saying that the redheads don't turn gray is wrong. I didn't say all of them are
wrong. What about you have less hair on your head
than
the average woman?
What idiot's going to sit there and count strands of hair on a head?
Me. Kelly, studies have shown...
One.
Studies have shown that
two
flame-haired beauties have 90,000 strands.
Flame-haired beauty. Look at you. I'm going to start introducing you to that.
Flame.
Flame-haired beauty, Kelly Raspberry.
That would have been a cool radio name. Yeah. Flame.
Flame-haired Kelly Raspberry has 90,000 strands of hair compared to blondes who have 110,000 and brunettes with 140,000.
Okay.
That's because you have thicker hair, so your strands are thicker.
That there's fewer of them.
There's fewer of them.
Okay.
But they're thicker, which makes it easier to style, Kelly.
Oh, really?
That's why your hair always looks marvelous.
Okay. Way to save yourself.
Flame. That's why Flame's always looking flawless.
What's up, Flame?
She does.
Flame.
Flame, whatever.
So, Kelly said, the don't go gray doesn't really go with
it. It doesn't. Okay. I am gray.
Did you know that red hair and blue eyes is the rarest combination in the world?
I did after I read that.
Mm-hmm. Color your eyes, Kelly. Brown.
Brown. They're brown with a bit of a green. I'm not a bit killer.
Recessive.
Boy. Give me another fun fact about redheads,
hold
JC.
On now. Each red hair, blue eyed lady is about as rare as a 4-leaf clover.
There
so
you go.
Try finding that.
Mine are a bit of green, but they're not. Yeah, they're not blue.
Okay.
Did you know that Russia means land of reds?
No, I didn't.
Probably because they're communist, but.
Okay. So, apparently there's a population of redheads that exist there.
Yeah. High density of gingers located in Kazan.
What?
Which is in Russia.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Jenna. You don't know where Kazan is?
No.
Get your job.
You?
I got a cousin in Kazan.
Yeah. Kazan's right there on the southeast.
Mm. Where's Kazam?
Kazam's right there in the central
Kazam,
region.
Twins.
Does it say flames don't have fun?
Okay, give me another fun fact. Give me another? One more. Give me one more.
Kelly's so excited about this list.
I've already read it.
Bit killer.
That's over Bit Killer, Jason.
Amazingly, when anything involving redheads comes out, people send it to me. I know that's hard to believe.
Yeah, like,
can't imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to try this one with Kelly because you're more sensitive to thermal pain. Because
I do have that.
What's thermal
Renaud
pain?
Syndrome.
The change of temperature.
Oh,
so cold and hot.
Yeah.
So she's more
I lose all feeling in my fingertips and my toes are real. My feet are very hard to warm up.
Yeah. You also need about 20% more anesthesia than any other person.
Hard to knock you out.
Yeah, hard
that's
to knock you out.
That's why every time I roofie. Oh, never mind.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.